My name is Max Kelly. I'm 18 years old. Today is
November 27th, 2017.
And I'm speaking with Gary and Gail Bedford, who are my grandparents. We are recording this in Llewellyn, Pennsylvania. Can you two tell me about three historic events that have had an impact on your life? And what are your vivid memories of those events? If you guys want, you could use the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, 9/11, and the moon landing.
Well, let's take them in order. Let's do the JFK assassination first, because that was first. And I was a junior at Blue Mountain High School on the day that it happened, November 21st, 1963. I sit in study hall when they made the announcement that he was shot in Dallas, Texas. And I was wondering what was going on that he was shot. But before he even went to Dallas, Texas, it wasn't a very friendly place for him to be. There were people that didn't want him to go there. So that was what was crossing my mind, what was going on. Well, how come they shot him? What was the deal there? And then everything just unfolded. They got the man who they figured did it, Lee Harvey Oswald. They arrested him. But after he had shot a police officer, Tippit, in Dallas, and they arrested him, took him into custody. We were sent home from school early that day it happened. We had the next couple days off, I think two or three days after that. We had off from school. And I remember Sunday morning watching TV because everybody was watching what was going on when that happened. And I remember watching TV and they're bringing Oswald out to transport him to jail or whatever they were taking him. And a gentleman, Jack Ruby, jumped out from the crowd and shot him dead. So then a lot of questions now have gone unanswered, because if he would have lived, maybe they could have really got to the bottom of what it was all about.
I was in ninth grade in Minersville High School, and they made the announcement. Mr. Brady, our superintendent, came on and said that it was then, it was probably about an hour after it happened. It was about 2 o'clock that he came on the loudspeaker and said that President Kennedy had been shot, and that's about all he said. They didn't have any details at that time, but they were dismissing school, and we came home. And like Gary said, can't say you did much over that. I think it was a Thursday. I don't know why. I know it was November 25th.
First. Was it first?
I thought it was the 25th, but I could be wrong.
No, because that would have been Thanksgiving. We didn't have it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's not Thanksgiving every year. I don't know why I thought it was. And then you were glued to the TV, and I mean, you really only had at that time 3 stations, I guess. But it was just the whole, I don't want to say pomp and circumstance.
It just stopped. Let me try to do it.